All right, so we're here. This is Professor Lenny Wims at Queens College. We're running a leadership conference here with some student leaders. Just want them to kind of introduce themselves, and we're going to have a conversation based around leadership and what's going on at Queens College and ways we can all help each other and just, you know, talk. So I have some students here. I just want them to give their names. As you know, they're all from Queens College, so I don't have to tell you anymore. I just want them to tell them what club or organization they represent and their position. And the one characteristic that really helps them or really defines them as a leader. So let's get started.
My name is Kevin. I'm from Queens College. I'm part of the film club.
Okay.
And one characteristic that would define me as a leader, I would say... being punctual, I guess getting over that initial hump of not wanting to do something but then doing it anyway.
Nice.
That's what
nice.
I really like.
So, you know, I gotta ask, your film club,
yeah,
what is your all-time favorite film?
There Will Be Blood. I like that movie.
Which movie?
There Will Be Blood.
Okay. There Will Be Blood.
I haven't gotten around to
it. All right, here it is. Now let's keep it going. Who we have here?
I'm Neil. I grew up in Queens. I'm the vice president of the Committee for Disabled Students. I think that the one leadership feature I identify with the most is just energy.
Nice.
I really like getting into a room of people, talking to people, standing up in front of everyone, making bad jokes.
Right.
And breaking the ice for a larger conversation ahead.
So, Neil, I felt that. During the keynote, I felt your energy, your table had energy. I could tell you guys enjoy. I'm just assuming that you guys enjoyed and you got some good information. We appreciate your energy as well. So what do we have here?
Hi, I'm Drew. I'm with the Committee for Disabled Students as well.
Nice.
And I guess what defines me as a leader would be conscientiousness. I always try to, like, you know, when I have a responsibility to fill, I always try to give it my 110%.
Nice.
As generic as that sounds.
So, right.
So my name is Ramona Malcolm, and I'm the president of the National Association of Black Accountants, NABA. And I think one characteristic that for good leadership is I lead.
Nice. So you lead. What's your position? What's your title?
President.
President. Okay. Okay.
Hi. My name is Aaron. I'm president of the Veterans Club. I enjoy getting a plan and making it happen.
Enjoy getting a plan and making it happen. Cool. So let's talk. All right, so what are some things or ideas that you have for the new semester, right? We were here in the summer. We're here for a summer retreat. We're here to be leaders. We're here to learn. But we also want to take things back with us, right? We don't want that candle just to burn here and burn out once we leave. We want that candle to keep going. Can somebody tell me some things or ideas you have for the new semester that maybe has never been seen before at Queens College? Anybody?
For our club, I'm part of the business group.
Okay.
So normally what we do, we always have meetings, but it got to be like with clubs within the school. Like,
got it.
I'm with NABA, you have Ascendant Alpha, so we're always with those type of clubs. So now what we're trying to do is reach outside to different CUNY colleges like York College, Baruch College, so we could do a lot of collaboration.
Right.
So we could like extend our network.
So what's the importance of collaborating with other schools in the area? Because I think a lot of times we don't ask our advisors or we assume that our clubs or organization are only open to our students, right? So you made a good point, right? You're saying that you're going to look out to other CUNY schools, which is the big public school system here in New York City and beyond. And, you know, you're looking to partner with those different schools. Like, what's the importance of that? Like, what made you think of doing that?
Other schools have different approach towards things. So they may have different professionals in their network that we don't have here at Queens College. So reaching out to them, we'll be exposed to their professionals and they will be exposed to our professionals, and then we could have like there will be more opportunities for the students,
right,
in both colleges.
So I know you mentioned business, right? I think that's the business mindset as leaders, and I think that everybody should have a little bit of business in them, is that there's never too many people to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing about a business person. There's never too many people to know. Knowing people is more important than the finances at times, because the people will bring the finances towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And people get that confused. They go towards the finance and then try to get the people. The people can connect you to the finance. So that's the key even here as a club and organization. I want to give you all that opportunity and help of saying, you know, look beyond just the clubs. You know, admissions usually has money, right? They recruit. Alumni is usually have money. You know, it's about understanding and kind of referencing the ideas that you have with the right market and putting it together so you can kind of grow your budget or help your event really, really see the daylight or really get that finance. Anybody else? What are some things you're thinking about doing in a new semester that may be different or something that you want to see different here at Queens College?
So lately, from what I've heard, I'm pretty new to the board, actually, to this club.
Okay.
I've heard that, you know, Neil, like in recent years, our attendance hasn't been what it used to be, right? Yes. Our club's seen a bit of a decline. And, you know, what I'm thinking is, at least part of that is, as you said earlier, like some of the same old events and the same old things going on. So what I was thinking of mixing it up, making it more inclusive, make it maybe more fun for everyone else. Like one thing I've been wanting to do maybe is I've been wanting to, I don't think I got around to telling you this yet, but I wanted to reach out to at least a blind sculptor.
There it is. Great time right on the podcast. Yeah.
No, I wanted to reach out to maybe a blind sculptor and actually have like a blindfolded like sculpting class just to make it more inclusive. And, you know, because we are the committee for disabled students.
Absolutely.
And another thing, someone else, like a alumni told me once that they used to have like wheelchair days, you know, where people tried. I told you about, I think. So stuff like that, more inclusive events that are more visible, maybe like on the square for people to see. I was thinking something like that might help revitalize.
I think that's really really good.
We're also working on some new initiatives this year as well. We have a plan to, a plan to introduce individuals who need assistance getting around on campus, who might be in a wheelchair, and athletes who can help individuals with the hilly nature and the long stretches.
Oh, that's great.
Possibly for minor scholarships and credit. We're also introducing a scholarship for students with disabilities who have extra obstacles to overcome in their academic journey.
We also want like it to be better known like outside of the club because not enough people know about us, and we do offer a lot of services to disabled folks. We're one of the appointed bodies in the school, right?
Yes.
So we have like some actually official, I guess you could say, capacity. And one of the services we end up offering is we offer tutoring. I mean, not just for students with disabilities, but we offer tutoring especially for people with disabilities who might otherwise struggle in classes and have like problems here or there.
Nice.
And that's another thing that I think we could work on for awareness is that we have many members with and without disabilities.
Right.
Across the spectrum of ability status. But sometimes for newer members, we get the comment that they thought it was just a space for individuals with disabilities.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So just maybe a little better branding.
Yes. And also like a narrow-mindedness on what disability might entail, right?
That's
like
true.
Learning disabilities also count. Like there's all kinds of disabilities.
And those events can help with, you know, kind of easing the stigma behind disabilities that some people are afraid to come out, unfortunately, and, you know, are not comfortable with, you know, saying they have a disability and things like that. So I think some of those events are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they also can help raise awareness to people that don't have disabilities that want to get involved and help.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it goes back to what I was saying in my presentation about understanding your target market and your niche, right? You know, everybody might not enjoy or feel comfortable with that type of event or showing up to that event, but it's finding those individuals that are. So the branding is very important, and branding to those individuals that understand disabilities on one end from an academic standpoint, and then people that are actually have disabilities. Mm-hmm. I also think that, again, this is about thinking outside of the box. Is one, we're all different clubs. How can we help each other, right? So a film club might can show a screening on something around disabilities or things like that, right? Or film club can also say there was a certain director or producer that was huge in Hollywood, right? And then you throw in there and say, listen, as you might not know, historically this person had a disability, right? And then you kind of bring those two together. And what happens is you do it at your club event, where you already have film club members, and you do it with, you bring your people, and people from film club might say, wow, I didn't know about your club, I'm gonna join, and vice versa, I didn't know about the film club, right? And that's the way I want everybody to kind of think, is how can we collaboratively work together, and how can I offer something before asking for something, as I mentioned earlier. So I know we have somebody new here, you know, we just jump right in, this is not no edited podcast and fancy stuff. Just give us your name. We know that you attend Queens College, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And what club or organization do you represent in your position? And last, what is the characteristic that best describes your leadership style?
All right. My name is Andre Benjamin. I'm the president for CSA, Caribbean Student Association.
Caribbean Student Association, okay.
Yeah. Best describe my leadership.
It's tough a little bit, right?
Yeah.
It's tough.
Honestly, I would, you know, I'm kind of strict.
Okay.
You know, authoritarian kind of thing.
Okay.
But, you know, I do know how to have fun at times. So that's
Okay. Okay. What is, so we're kind of talking here, what is CSA, right? So you guys probably been around for a while, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
Okay.
On and off.
It's, on and off, okay. So that's good that you brought it up, on and off.
Yeah.
What do you think is something that you want to do different this year, this school year, or something new, or an event? Right, let's talk about it.
There's several things that I want to do different, several things I want to do new this semester, this year coming up. First thing, I want to get CSA, bring it from like from the darkness that it is, that is in now, into the light, meaning that get it known, let people know that the CSA is here,
right,
and this is what we're about. So one of the things that I want to do different is be out in the school more, let people see that, hey, we're
visibility.
Doing,
exactly. Visibility, okay.
So that's one thing. We have some new events coming up. I heard they mentioned something about collaborating.
Yes.
One of the events that I'm trying to spearhead is called Integration. And the idea behind Integration is to get all of the clubs on board. Not even just the clubs, even the sororities, everybody, because I'm from the Caribbean.
Right.
This is going to be, well, my third semester here. I'm used to, back home, everybody working together, doing things. Come to Queen's College, it's not so much you have this club, you have that club. I mean,
right. Talk about it.
We're a Caribbean club, and there's even a Guyanese association or something like that.
Yeah.
We come from the same place. I'm like, we don't even collab on events. I'm like, what?
Yeah, they both sense.
I spoke to Carmen last semester, and I don't know, listen, I'm not used to this. And one of the main ideas, and one of the important reasons for college is to come and create links. And for me, that's one of the important things. And you're not really create links if you just stick to your one particular clique.
Same
you have
faces
know
every
different
day,
people
yeah.
from different walks of life, from different right. culture. That's how you expand, that's how you grow. So that's the main idea behind
Integration.
And the next thing is CSA is known for one particular thing here.
Fest.
Island Fever.
Island, yeah.
Okay. Which is not bad because I like to party.
It's all right.
There's more to the Caribbean than
after
just
that. That's it.
So this is one of the reasons why our next event that I'm definitely pushing is called Carivites.
Okay.
It's basically exposing Queen's College to Caribbean culture.
Got it.
Food, music, art, everything. So, and that's just the beginning. This is just to test the water for something bigger that I have in store.
Right.
So that's just some of the
nice stuff. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else got something they want to add for the new semester?
Oh, well, for the Veterans Club, it has been dead for a little bit.
Okay.
No,
we're going to revive it, though. That's the goal. Let's talk about it.
The problem was that they did not follow through with any events, or most of the events that the club itself would have done before. So by simply doing it and making it happen is pretty new for the Veterans Club.
Okay. Okay.
Funny you should say that. I'm ex-military myself.
My phone. You see? Here it goes.
Yeah.
Right? This is what I'm talking about. The ability to understand your potential, right, and know how to be intentional with your potential, right, and know the type of traits and things that you have and what you bring to the table, right? We're sitting here at a table, realistically, but hypothetically speaking, you know, and just speaking in a different way, is once we're at a table, you kind of figure out what's at the table, and then you know what kind of dish to bring, right? You don't want to go to Thanksgiving dinner with the wrong dish. Right, it's the same thing. It's the same mentality for here. When people are sitting here, you know, they're club members or they're board members or they're presidents. You know, how can we all work together, right? And it might, and if it's not the president, it's the treasurer. Now you got to figure out, okay, how can I convince them? Because this is the person that's not going to either one spend the money or two spend the money, right? So you got to understand who's at the table and what am I going to bring at the table. So that's why I think this discussion is so important, because many of you, did you all know each other before you sat here?
No.
And now, literally, we're all kind of putting things together slowly, right? You guys can put an event together. Boom, he just found out about your organization. We're sitting here talking about business and anything with business, you can start to kind of branch out. You know, my idea for you, if you understand business enough, is that you go to different clubs and organizations and give them free workshops on how to budget, right? How to use their money, how to make more money, how to network. some of the business skills that some clubs might be lacking, and then one that builds your club organization for them to come to your meetings as well, right? And trying to see what's going on. So that's ways of us all collaborating. So I'm going to throw out a quote, right? I just want you to give me your feedback as we close out on that quote. So today's quote number one is pressure is a privilege, right? Pressure is a privilege. So I'm going to go around, you know, and anybody can jump in. When you first hear that quote, how did it make you feel, or what's your response to that? Pressure is a privilege.
Well, it means you're in a position where something needs to get done or something has to happen. So it's a privilege because you are either an acting agent,
mm-hmm.
or you can choose to be a passive agent. But, you know, the decision to not make a decision is the decision to miss out on an opportunity.
Right. Anybody else? Anybody else want to jump in?
I think I'd agree with that. I think it's like the takeaway from that is the fact that you have the power to make that decision. I think that's what the privilege is.
Right.
Even if you have a lot of pressure, even when you have a lot, like, you know, in some limited capacity, let's say I'm facing pressure as an event planner, that is a privilege because I'm able to serve as event planner. I'm able to do what I do.
Somebody understood, or a group of people understood, that you're capable of doing that position, right?
Right.
And it's holding you accountable. You know, the funny thing about this podcast is that I'm going to give everybody the copy of the podcast, right? You're going to listen. And some of the events and things that you mentioned, now I'm holding you accountable because now it's out there to the public. And 6 months later, I can say, hey, did you throw that CSA event? Hey, did you guys talk about the Veterans Club? Did you even speak about it? Like, I can come back and do that. But a lot of times we don't record ourselves, or we don't write those things down, right? Or because there's so much pressure, right? And it's understanding that pressure that somebody's giving you is because they felt you're responsible enough and capable enough of handling that duty. Whether it's an actual human being or just the universe itself that has put you into that position. So it's understanding that it is a privilege, and is that okay to have that privilege?
Not to stray too far from what you're saying. I was reading, more like listening to Charlemagne's book the other day,
mm-hmm.
Black Privilege. And it speaks a lot about privilege itself. And first, when you hear the word privilege, you think of, perks that you might get because of wealth or position, but it's so much more than that. We all have a privilege of being healthy here, so we can do something that most persons can't get. So when you say something about pressure and the privilege and that, it kind of just took me back to that book. And I agree. Only the fact that you're being pressured to do something means that you have the capability to do it. And you're in a position to do it.
Right.
So that's a privilege in itself that you have that somebody else might not have. You understand? So, yeah.
Absolutely. Anybody else?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. So, like, my parents come from, like, DR, Dominican Republic. And then, so, like, my dad grew up on the farm, and then my mom grew up, like, more in the cities, like, poor. So, like, I guess, like, even, like, now, like, here is my senior year here, so there's a lot of pressure to, like, make these 4 years, or, like, these past 4 years worth it in Queens College.
Okay.
But I got to, like, capitalize on, like, I guess the privilege of being, like, in the United States, because a lot of people don't have that privilege or have the means to.
Got it. Now, this is what we're going to do next. Anybody else want to jump into that quote before we go to the next part? This is going to be the final part. It's going to be a little difficult. Maybe not. So I want you to think about, so true or not true, we take pop culture and turn it into leadership. Okay? So what I want you to do is think about something that you're enjoying pop culture, whether it's music, movies, books. We just mentioned the Charlemagne book earlier. And how does that translate into leadership? How can that teach your fellow students about leadership? Something that you have watched recently, something that you may have seen in the news, something in popular culture that can teach your fellow students that are listening, and students and staff and teachers and all, about leadership. Anybody?
All right.
Can I jump in?
Sure.
Thank you. I'm a very big music fan.
Okay.
Something I really like about the modern developments in music is with the internet. It's so easy to hear different perspectives on something. Right. I think that a big part of leadership is just listening to what people want and figuring out how you can best serve them.
Okay. Nice.
So I think communication.
Okay. Yeah. Communication. Anybody else?
Yeah. As you just said a while ago, leadership. Listening to music, reading books, it's different, you know, person's opinion and perspective and experience and everything. And as a leader, before you can even begin to lead, you must know to, you know, to listen, to follow. And you have to, like, create this knowledge base that you can, you know, have something to offer to those that you're trying to lead. And
right.
hearing different opinions and experiences, you kind of learn, you kind of pick up some stuff, and then you kind of just mold it in a way that you can use to help, you know, better whoever you're trying to.
Nice. Anybody else? Some other pop culture references? Anything? Anything you've seen? A movie you have recently seen? And I'm expecting something from my film club over here. You know that, right? I'm expecting something from my film club. Anybody? Could be a classic. It don't have to be something recent.
For me, like, even though, like, the twist is, like, it's illegal in some sense.
Okay.
But The Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
It shows that there is, like, opportunities out there to just go and make money. Like, it's there. You just have to figure out how to leverage those opportunities.
Right, and do it the legal way, of course.
Yeah.
In the legal way, of course.
Yeah.
Right, there's always ways to make money. There's some leadership styles in there that are good and bad in that movie.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, it's always a way, you know, unfortunately, the legal way of going from the bottom to the top, but there's also legal ways they could have went about it, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes the legal way, people take the legal way because it's the shorter route.
It's the shorter route.
Right? And it's okay to take the longer route. And it goes back to what we talked about earlier about the 5 minutes to 5 years, right? Everything doesn't happen in 5 minutes. Sometimes it takes 5 years. But it also is the vision that you want to have, too, where I want to be 5 years from now, right? And what am I doing every 5 minutes, what am I doing to get there, right? How am I using each 5 minutes to get to that five-year mark that I want to be at? Or where I see society going, and how do we come together as a power group?
If I can ask you something,
yeah,
as
sure.
one of the members of Trill or No Trill,
you're
dealing with pop culture a lot.
Right.
What's something you feel really embodies leadership traits that people should have in modern pop culture?
In modern pop culture, I'm a big fan, and some people are not, of LeBron James off the top of my head. If I'm going to say anybody for pop culture, LeBron James is a type that is a leader to me, but a leader that is that makes himself available to have teammates to help him. Right, so yes, he possibly builds all his teams to win, but we should all do that as clubs and organizations. You should be able to build and get the members that you want to get the wins that you need. And then outside of the basketball court, the work he's doing for the community, is not by himself, right? He's helping people in a group. He's understanding that leaders can't move by themselves. They have to move collectively, right? He understands collective wins. And that's why LeBron James, to me, is something that pop culture-wise, that I really enjoy to watch and I continue to watch. And I believe that he will be one of the first billionaire athletes when it's all said and done, but a billionaire athlete that actually gave back and understood social responsibility. Right, with the school. He has his own podcast entertainment network. He's producing, but he never does anything alone, right? And that's one thing I want to teach all of you. You know, with your ideas, you can't do this thing alone. Right, so you're going to get some pushback from some people. You're going to get some people that think they're innovators, but they're not really disruptive innovators. And it's going to be like, how can I prove to them that we can all win and be on one accord and it's beneficial for everybody? Right, so that's the key. You can't do it by yourself. So if I had to pick anybody, it would be LeBron James. So just to close out, you know, I want to thank you all for, you know, joining the podcast. And what we're going to do simply, and we're going to check back in, is that now between all of you as leaders to create a mega event, right? Something that you're all going to do this school year together. So I'm going to step out for a second. I'm going to let you work for a little bit. It don't have to be all the way spelled out. It could be the skeleton and bones, but I want some type of structure of a way that all your clubs and organizations can benefit from. It could be a large event where it's good attendance and people can learn more about your different clubs and organizations. So I'll give you guys and you individuals 15 minutes. You just take a little notepad out. And what I want you to do when you're finished writing it out is for me to take a picture, and I'm going to give and take everybody's email. I'm going to email the event to you, right? And I'm going to hold you accountable. to make this event happen. I'm going to CC Dwayne as well, and we're going to make sure you're accountable to make this event happen at Queens College. All right, so I want to thank everybody for listening. Appreciate you for being on the podcast, and let's get back to work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.